All right, time for Ask the CLO. This one's from Melisha in Kansas. Melisha writes, I'm in my early 30s and my husband wants a divorce because I went to my personal trainer's house. I stopped by my trainer's housewarming party to congratulate him and give him a bottle of wine. It was quick and innocent. My husband's coworker told him I was there. My husband said he's sick of me being naive and embarrassing him and he wants a divorce. He's got a habit of throwing divorce at me when he's mad. I'm sick of him doing this. Is he looking for any reason to end the marriage?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you said it. You know, and he used divorce a lot.
Yeah.
So?
I don't think you should play with that. That's nothing to play with if you don't.
But this dude, you know. It would have been a great idea, though, had you told him instead of him hearing about it from a coworker. Because now the coworker, hey, man, yeah, your wife was over there. My
what?
Wife?
Yeah.
Was over the personal trainer's house? You know, that you got to admit, sister, that ain't a good look. I don't think that's grounds for divorce.
No.
But it definitely is not a good look. Now, if he keep throwing divorce up in your face, maybe has he had some more not so good looks? You got to kind of ask yourself, because he ain't throwing up divorce for no reason. But he said in this, I'm tired of you embarrassing me. And so maybe you've done it.
Yeah.
Maybe you've done it repeatedly. I don't know. Is he trying to get out? Yeah, I know. I know that's what she said. But if one of my dudes say, hey, man, oh, that's wild, man. I saw your wife yesterday over at the personal trainer's house. What?
You'd be like, what?
Yeah.
She bought some wine over.
That make it
every time I done bought a wine over a girl's house, it was for her to drink and feel a certain kind of way.
It was a housewarming party. All right, we're moving on. Erica in Carrollton, Georgia says, my husband and I have two children and one on the way. I'm 29, he's 34. He wants one more kid after this one, but I'm ready to shut the baby factory down. I look forward to losing weight and getting back in shape. I also plan to take birth control medicine so I won't ever get pregnant again. He is dead set against it. My mom said to listen to my husband, but I don't agree with her. It's my body, so does his opinion matter?
Whoa.
Come on.
Obviously not.
29-year-old. Wait a minute now.
You got two kids, one on the way, and you want to shut it down. He say absolutely not. His wife say listen to your wife. Your mama say listen to your husband. Does your opinion matters the most?
Yeah. And I understand where she's coming from.
Y'all the only one making babies. Y'all the only ones. He ain't got to carry no baby. Now, you got three children, two and one on the way. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know is he looking for a boy? I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's a tiebreaker somewhere unless y'all got all of the same.
Yeah. Wow. He wants four, and she's done with three. She's saying three is enough. I mean.
Now, if you got three girls and his dream is to have a boy.
One more time. Or if she's got three boys and he wants a girl.
You know, he can quit wondering, I'm your girl. That's what you need to say.
That's the line.
Yeah.
You know, hold me and your mama.
Yeah. But, I mean, she's got issues now. She's planning to take birth control so she'll never get pregnant again. So she's done pretty much. This is a problem right here.
He has to listen to his wife because she is the manufacturer. She's the factory. She's the housing unit. She is the only one that can produce this human life. And it takes a toll on a woman's body. It takes a toll on a woman. It's hard to do. You just sitting there, I want another baby. Like you just down there ordering donuts. Man, I wanted to say something so bad to him. I want to cuss, really, I do, man. Come on, dog. Like y'all just down there making donuts.
Yeah.
The light on, Krispy Kreme, the light on.
They're both stubborn in this regard. They got to agree on something, though. All right, Royce in Charlotte says, I'm engaged to a caring and loving man that is friends with everyone, even his ex-girlfriend, and he suggested that we invite her to our wedding. She's married now, and he plays basketball with her husband at the gym. I don't mind him hanging out with her husband, but I told him it's inappropriate to invite the woman he dated for 10 years to our wedding. He says I'm being unreasonable, and it's really no big deal. What do you think?
Well, I mean, if he played basketball at the gym with her husband. I mean, if they both come.
Yeah, so you're inviting her husband and not her?
I mean, you know, but now here's the deal. On her wedding day, in her gown.
Yeah.
When they coming down the receiving line, here come this heifer that been sleeping with my groom for 10 years. And it's her day now. It's her wedding day. And just don't send him an invitation to the wedding, dog. Just don't send her an invitation to the wedding.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're not friends. They just go to the gym together, the husband.
I don't give a damn. You're going to piss your wife off over this?
Yeah. Don't end your marriage before it started.
Boy.
Over this.
You dumb now. I don't know why it's so important for you that she there. Because that's what your girl is thinking.
That's what she, know that's what she's thinking.
Yeah. She don't care if she is married.
But she, she got him now.
Was you at her wedding? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. She doesn't want her there, so I guess that's all that matters. All right, CLO, thank you. Great advice as usual. Thank you so much. Coming up, we're going to run that prank back. Junior's in for the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.